For someone that doesn't smile often, he sure does have a kind heart. He's very hardworking and strong. I guess that's where I get it from. All my life, I was Daddy's little girl. Everywhere he went, I was right behind him. And he always made me my favorite breakfast and his delicious coffee. Everybody's obsessed with that coffee. That's how good it is. He's always brought me anywhere I wanted, whether it was the park with my little sister and niece or going out to eat. Since I was little, my dad always wanted the best for me, academic-wise and just in general. I can hear him saying, Nani, fazer o trabalho de escola, which means, Nani, do your homework. My dad has always been on my back about school, and he took it very seriously. I never realized or understood why until he gave me the lecture that he wished he had the same education as I did, and how hard it was growing up. Recently, the most hurtful thing happened. My uncle died the night before my first day of my sophomore year. That was my dad's best friend. Even though they weren't blood related, they had a very strong bond. That night was the first time I had ever seen my father cry. My heart was and still is torn, and it hurts. That night, I held my father so tight, and I did not want to let go. I was reminiscing on all the old memories we shared and how when I got older, it started to go away. I didn't want it to, but it did. Then I thought to myself and said, Natalie, what are you waiting for? Go get that bond with your dad before it's too late. I realized that my cousin has been struggling without a dad, and I had one right in front of me. Then later on that day, as my cousin was crying, she said, Natalie, hold on to him while he's still here. I graduate this year, and he's not even going to be here to see me cross the stage. That hit me hard, knowing that she didn't have her dad, and I did. After she said that, I couldn't stop thinking. But she was right. So I did go, and I spoke to my dad. And as of right now, me and him have the most best bond ever. It sucks to say, but you don't realize the value to something until it's gone.